Now to a Broadway mystery about the musical Rebecca, based on the Daphne du Maurier novel. You can't see it yet on the New York stage. In fact, it hasn't even started rehearsals. The production is short $4.5 million after one of its investors died before he could hand over the money. But, as Patrick Healy reports in today's New York Times, some are now wondering if this investor ever existed. Patrick Healy joins me now to try and fit the pieces of this mystery together. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
And tell us first about the producer who's trying to make this show, Rebecca, happen on Broadway. Who is he?
Sure. His name is Ben Sprecher, and he was an off-Broadway theater landlord and producer during the 80s and 90s. And he's one of a type of theater producers who are now trying to kind of make the jump into the big leagues of Broadway. And the big leagues of Broadway is really producing big-budget musicals like Wicked and The Lion King and Phantom of the Opera.
Well, Ben Sprecher, the producer, announced that he had a promise of $4.5 million from a South African businessman named Paul Abrams. And now there's the suspicion that Paul Abrams might not even exist at all. What's going on?
That's right. Paul Abrams sort of swept into the show as its savior last spring, saying that he could put up $2 million of his own money and raise another $2.5 million. But it turned out that Sprecher was counting on Abrams, never actually met Abrams or talked to him by phone, and only learned in August, when he really needed this money to start rehearsals, that Abrams had died fairly mysteriously of malaria in Britain. Sprecher flew over to Britain, apparently, to try to get the money from the estate of Paul Abrams, but he couldn't even meet with an estate representative. And we have not been able to find an obituary or death record for this man, any record of his company existing, really other details of someone who you'd think would have some sort of public record if they were able to write a $2 million check for a Broadway show.
And who would have an interest in making up, if that indeed that is what happened, in making up a putative investor named Paul Abrams?
Well, a few people, and, you know, I'm not trying to point the finger at anyone because we just don't know, but you know, some have theorized that this Paul Abrams figure may have been created out of whole cloth to try to attract other investors into the show. There is no evidence of that. Ben Sprecher says that that is not true, but on the other hand, he's not been able to confirm the identity of this man, Paul Abrams. It may also be a hoax. You know, there may have been someone out there who either wanted to invest and had sort of a dummy name or a dummy, you know, sort of corporate identity, or someone who was trying to pull a fast one on Broadway. We're still digging around for it.
Well, what's the status of the show, of Rebecca itself? Does it have a cast, a theater, opening date, anything like that?
They have a cast, they have a theater, and Ben Sprecher says that he is actively trying to raise the money for the show, that he has financial commitments to replace the $4.5 million. There's no performance date start yet. All of that has been delayed. Mr. Sprecher has said he's not going to be announcing start of rehearsals or start of performances until the money's in the bank.
You know, Patrick, it's been a long time since I've read Rebecca, but I remember it as being a story with all kinds of twists and turns and mysteries and sort of a ghostly presence. Seems a little bit fitting for the story that you're laying out about this production.
I have to say that's true, Melissa. It's sort of a ghost story. You know, it's this man, Paul Abrams, is now haunting the show in much the same way that Max de Winter's first wife, Rebecca, haunted the estate of Manderley in Daphne du Maurier's book and in the Hitchcock movie. I find it sort of personally strange that the people who are still involved with Rebecca don't want to get to the bottom of who this person was. I think, understandably so, that they're sort of focused on trying to get the show on its feet. They want the show to go on.
Well, Patrick Healy, thanks for talking to us about it.
Thanks, Melissa.
Patrick Healy is the theater reporter for the New York Times.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.